It's 50 Shades of Grey with Deb on B100.
Hey, I had kind of a similar situation myself. We had so much fun at work. I'd win every day with my new emails from this gentleman. And I even went as far as saying that, you know, the kids are already calling you dad, and the guy kept corresponding with me. I had a blast with it myself.
I know.
That's great.
It is kind of fun, isn't it?
That's awesome.
That's great.
How long did you keep it going?
Probably for about 3 weeks.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Hey,
bye-bye.
Good luck with all this. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Simmons.
What's going on?
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good. You?
I can't believe you're talking about this deal. And, you know, most of those people are in South Africa.
Uh-huh.
They have ways to divert those phone numbers. That Massachusetts line is a bogus one.
Yeah.
And what they do is they divert them all. They could come from anywhere, but usually it goes back to Africa or Australia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the scams start and end with, and they're virtually impossible to trace unless you get someone to, you know, really get cooperation with other countries to track down the money.
Wow.
Because the money gets sent one place, then it gets wired, then it gets sent somewhere else, and before you know it, it's, you know, way out of country. But South Africans, I'm trying to think, there was a show actually on where the people would do it. They could get on a computer, be on their phone, and they'd actually be in a cafe talking to someone right there. And knowing that that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Cody and I were talking about this. We were thinking about all these people in a room or at a place and just talking to different people in different languages and just really kind of trying to get money out of everybody. I mean, they just keep working. It's a numbers game.
Do you know how often that happens, especially in elderly women?
Terrible.
You know, unfortunately, these people will go online to look at, like, say, the South Bend Tribune, the obituaries.
Mm.
As soon as they see a name, you know, so-and-so is survived by herself, you know, or something like that, that's when they start looking up in the white pages, and next thing you know, they're calling them, and they start sweet-talking them.
Wow.
And into believing that they can make a lot of money and they can survive, and, you know, we get those scams all the time, and it's always the same group that ends up somehow.
It's too bad.
Let me ask you a question. If we flip the script on this guy and ask him for money,
have at it.
Oh, okay. It's not, we're not,
it's not
committing
illegal.
Any international things. We're not doing any felonies.
What's that?
What if he sent us money? Are we committing a crime as long as we don't cash a check, right?
Oh, yeah, because even if they do send any money, it's going to be a bogus check anyway.
Yeah.
There are times where they will send you a check for, say, $3,000, tell you, then you have to turn around, deposit it into your account,
right,
pay the taxes on these winnings,
mm-hmm.
and then you find out that your account bounced. So
it's a
big thing. But no, I don't believe you are, just because you can say it's part of an investigation. How's that?
There
you go. Absolutely.
We're doing it as a public service.
Yes, we are.
That's right.
Deb was nervous, though, because I was telling her, hey, let's get this guy to send us money.
Well, I just didn't want to get caught in wire fraud myself.
Right.
Yeah, no. Especially when you know it's coming from a scam artist.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing.
Very cool. Thanks, man. Have a
great
day.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 50 Shades of Grey with Deb.
Hey, I had kind of a similar situation myself. We had so much fun at work. I'd win every day with my new emails from this gentleman. And I even went as far as saying that, you know, the kids are already calling you dad, and the guy kept corresponding with me.
I had
a blast with it myself.
You need to tell him that you called in a favor to somebody at Big Museum, and that they are going to help him get the artifact that he needs.
It's 50 Shades of Grey with Deb on B100.
Hey, I had kind of a similar situation myself. We had so much fun at work. I'd win every day with my new emails from this gentleman. And I even went as far as saying that, you know, the kids are already calling you dad, and the guy kept corresponding with me. I had a blast with it myself.
I knew
it. That's great.
It is kind of fun, isn't it?
That's awesome.
That's great.
How long did you keep it going?
Probably for about 3 weeks.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, bye-bye.
Good luck with all this. Have fun. Bye-bye. Hey, I had kind of a similar situation myself. We had so much fun at work. I went every day with my new emails from this gentleman. And I even went as far as saying that, you know, the kids are already calling you dad, and the guy kept corresponding with me.
I had
a blast with it myself.
You need to tell him that you called in a favor to somebody at Big Museum,
mm-hmm.
and that they are going to help him get the artifact that he needs.
Oh, that'd be... Oh.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
That's brilliant. But he needs to call the museum curator Mr. Ostino, so that they can set up the transaction and help him.
Yes.
Oh, we'll help him.
And we'll give him our super secret number, so we'll know when it dials in, it's either A, a superstar artist, or B, Jack.
Yep.
And then we can all listen in.
Now, what do I do next?
Brilliant. Hold on. Let's think about this.
Okay.
Going along with what she was saying, I think your next step is you text him. You did send him a text, and you'll be back with him in a couple of days. I would send a text back, OMG. I may have some exciting news for you. Details soon. Hope your travels are well.
Okay.
Just keep the flirt open.
Okay.
And that way...
I'll send some kisses.
Yeah, send some kisses.
There you go.
So he's not tipped off.
Ew.
That's so awesome!
I know.
You're a brilliant woman.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 50 Shades of Grey with Deb on B100.
Hey, I had kind of a similar situation myself. We had so much fun at work. I went every day with my new emails from this gentleman. And I even went as far as saying that, you know, the kids are already calling you dad, and the guy kept corresponding with me.
I had
a blast with it myself.
You need to tell him that you called in a favor to somebody at Big Museum,
mm-hmm.
and that they are going to help him get the artifact that he needs.
Oh, that'd be... Oh.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
That's brilliant. But he needs to call the museum curator Mr. Ostino, so that they can set up the transaction and help him.
Yes.
Oh, we'll help him.
And we'll give him our super secret number, so we'll know when it dials in, it's either A, a superstar artist, or B, Jack.
Yep.
And then we can all listen in.
Now, what do I do next?
Brilliant. Hold on. Let's think about this.
Okay.
Going along with what she was saying, I think your next step is you text him. You did send him a text, and you'll be back with him in a couple of days. I would send a text back, OMG, I may have some exciting news for you. Details soon. Hope your travels are well.
Okay.
Just keep the flirt open.
Okay.
And that way...
I'll send some kisses.
Yeah, send some kisses.
There you go.
So he's not tipped off.
Ew.
That's so awesome!
I know.
You're a brilliant woman.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 50 Shades of Grey with Deb on B100.
Yeah, hi. Hey, you guys already had an idea of maybe Faye, she's inherited three Elvis velvet paintings and she needs $100 each to ship them to her.
Uh-huh.
Flip the script on them.
Right.
And then, you know, say he does send them on, just, you know, say, oh, I decided I don't want to sell them, you know, and keep the money, you know, and then say for you to get the money, you got to come in and see me or something.
See, that's what we were going to, that originally our plan was, and I like what you're thinking, because our original angle of attack was going to be, Deb had to go to Connecticut to console her friend whose
best
mother
friend.
Passed away, her
like
best friend,
mom to me.
And Deb's purse and wallet and all ID and everything got stolen. So she needs help getting some cash. And we're going to see if he was going to ship us some cash. We're going to turn
it
on him.
And just, you know, I'll give it back to him when he comes to see her.
Yeah, but then we thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could actually get this guy on the phone and then really give him the business when he calls in? So we went with that angle. So now we're trying to figure out how to get him to call into the show. We're looking for our script that way.
I'm going to let loose on him. I am just going to let loose.
I have no idea for that one.
No, I got you. But I like what your thought
was.
Because our original idea was to see if we get him to send us cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
I'll be curious to see what you come up with.
We're working on it, and hopefully we're angling for him to call in on Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye-bye.
B100, hello.
Hey, Cody.
Yes.
To be careful with him, make it sound like there's a perception of a large amount of money.
How do you do
that? Not a certain amount.
Yeah, what do you have to say to do that?
The attorney contacted me and said I would be a happy lady the rest of my life.
Comfortable.
Comfortable, yes. Comfortable is a good word.
I'd be very comfortable for the rest of my life.
Okay.
And, right.
Yes, I like
that. That keeps you legal. But yet it still gives him a perception that she's getting
legal.
A large chunk of money.
I like this. I like that everybody's looking out for the legal aspect.
And then add the marriage proposal thing.
You like that marriage proposal thing?
I don't like that at all.
I like the marriage proposal thing. I actually have in my will that my nephews don't get any inheritance because I over-inherited, over-insured myself.
What inheritance do you have?
I over-insured myself, and my nephews will be taken care of with college. But they don't get any of the remaining funds until after they graduate from college.
Okay, Jack.
Yeah. Right way to do it.
Yeah. But anyways, Deb, I like that idea.
I do, too.
The very
I like
comfortable.
It.
You will be very comfortable. Would an attorney actually say that, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's a friend of the family.
I'm a CJ student, and I have a law professor.
I didn't know if they could actually, you know.
Well, he's a friend of the family, so he's talking to us.
Yeah, y'all hang out in the Hamptons together?
Yes. No, we're in Connecticut, yeah.
Same area.
I know, but we don't always travel to the Hamptons. Sometimes it's Martha's Vineyard.
Taylor Swift bought a house across the street from you? Rose Kennedy?
Why not? Let's do it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, B100.
Hey, B100. How you doing? I got a suggestion for Deb.
Yes.
Tell that Jack guy that woman passed away and left you like a 30-unit apartment building, and now you got to start searching around for somebody to help you run the thing.
Oh, he can move him and his whole family over here?
Oh, my gosh. That'd be the Taj Mahal. Wrong country, but same thing.
I like a property. We've heard property a couple of times. We've also heard that Deb has found out she will be very comfortable for the rest of her life with the inheritance.
That's what I mean. Something like a 30-unit apartment building, and most of them's full, but not all of them. And you got to find somebody to help you run the place because apparently the old woman that passed away was running it. And, you know.
I like that. I was about to say, you know, running 30 units, I can't tell you the last time I changed out the air filter on my air conditioning now.
Oh, they'll be here. They'll think they won the African lottery.
Right, but that's exactly what they do think. He would leave his job to come here.
That'd be funny. Let him show up at the door. No! Okay. Thank you, sir. You gave Reverend Ostino more ideas.
Bye-bye.
All right, good luck. Bye.
We need a reality show on this.
I think this is one. I think this is it.
Yeah, hi. Hey, you guys already had an idea. Maybe Faye, she's inherited three Elvis velvet paintings, and she needs $100 each to ship them to her.
Uh-huh.
Flip the script on them.
Right.
And then, you know, say he does send them on, just, you know, say, oh, I decided I don't want to sell them, you know, and keep the money, you know, and then say, for you to get the money, you got to come in and see me or something.
See, that's what we were going to, that originally our plan was, and I like what you're thinking, because our original angle of attack was going to be, Deb had to go to Connecticut to console her friend whose
best
mother
friend.
Passed away, her
like
best friend,
mom to me.
And Deb's purse and wallet and all ID and everything got stolen, so she needs help getting some cash, and we're going to see if he was going to ship us some cash. We're going to turn
it
on him.
And then just, you know, I'll give it back to him when he comes to see her.
Yeah, but then we thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could actually get this guy on the phone and then really give him the business when he calls in? So we went with that angle. So now we're trying to figure out how to get him to call into the show. We're looking for our script that way.
I'm going to let loose on him. I am just going to let loose.
I have no idea for that one.
No,
I
got you. But I like what your thought was, because our original idea was to see if we get him to send us cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
I'll be curious to see what you come up with.
We're working on it, and hopefully we're angling for him to call in on Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye-bye.
B100, hello.
Hey, Cody.
Yes?
To be careful with him, make it sound like there's a perception of a large amount of money.
How do you do
not a certain amount.
Yeah, what do you have to say to do that?
Uh,
the attorney contacted me and said I would be a happy lady the rest of my life.
A comfortable.
Comfortable, yes. Comfortable is a good word.
I'd be very comfortable for the rest of my life.
Okay.
And, right.
Yes, I like
and that.
That
keeps you legal, but yet it still gives him a perception that she's getting a large chunk of money.
I like this. I like that everybody's looking out for the legal aspect.
And then add the marriage proposal thing.
You like that marriage proposal thing?
I don't like that at all.
I like the marriage proposal thing. I actually have in my will that my nephews don't get any inheritance because I over-inherited, over-insured myself.
What inheritance do you have?
I over-insured myself, and my nephews will be taken care of with college, but they don't get any of the remaining funds until after they graduate from college.
Okay, Jack.
Yeah. Right way to do it.
Yeah. But anyways, Deb, I like that idea.
I do, too.
The very
I like
comfortable.
It.
You will be very comfortable. Would an attorney actually say that, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's a friend of the family.
I'm a CJ student, and I have a law professor.
I didn't know if they could actually, you know.
Well, he's a friend of the family, so he's talking to us.
Yeah, y'all hang out in the Hamptons together?
Yes. No, we're in Connecticut,
Same area.
I know, but we don't always travel to the Hamptons. Sometimes it's Martha's Vineyard.
Taylor Swift bought a house across the street from you. Rose Kennedy.
Why not? Let's do it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, B100.
Hey, B100. How you doing? I got a suggestion for Deb.
Yes.
Tell that Jack guy that woman passed away and left you like a 30-unit apartment building, and now you got to start searching around for somebody to help you run the thing.
Oh, he can move him and his whole family over here?
Oh, my gosh. That'd be the Taj Mahal. Wrong country, but same thing.
I like a property. We've heard property a couple of times. We've also heard that Deb has found out she will be very comfortable for the rest of her life with the inheritance.
That's what I mean. It's, you know, something like a 30-unit apartment building, and most of them full, but not all of them. And you got to find somebody to help you run the place because apparently the old woman that passed away was running it. And, you know.
I like that. I was about to say, you know, running 30 units, I can't tell you the last time I changed out the air filter on my air conditioning now.
Oh, they'll be here. They'll think they won the African lottery.
Right, but that's exactly what they do think. He would leave his job to come here.
That'd be funny. Let him show up at the door. No! 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 Okay. Thank you, sir. You gave Reverend Ostino more ideas.
Bye-bye.
All right, good luck. Thanks. Bye.